Sam Sharp's story starts in Jamaica. He is one of Jamaica's national heroes and the leader of what was described as, or what is called, the Baptist Rebellion, or the Christmas Rebellion, depending on who you speak to. And he is significant because he was an enslaved person who, at a time when it was forbidden to be able to read, taught himself to read through reading the Bible. And in the reading of the Bible, gained a sense of and a value of who he is and who he was as a man before God and before the world, and his value, and also a realization that his enslaved state was not the will of God, nor was it the will of God for people to be slaveholders. So his heart was not just for his fellow enslaved people, but also for the people who were enslaving them. He initially, it's called rebellion, but what he initially had said was that, you know, we are people who work hard and we should be paid for our work. And so after the Christmas break, it was only a day that they were given, don't go back to work unless you're being paid, basically a strike. And it quickly fell out of hand for all sorts of reasons, misinformation. What started out initially as something that was peaceful turned out to be something that was less than peaceful. And he and 500 others were tried, in inverted commas, and hung for their part in the rebellion. Sam Sharp himself was given the offer to not rebel, and we will spare you. And he said he would rather die on the gallows than live another day as a slave. And that's one of the strap lines that you'll find on our website, which is quite compelling. So that's the history. The present day legacy is, what does that legacy have to do with us today? What can we learn from the life and leadership of Sam Sharp? And what does that mean for not just people from Jamaica, but from a wider diaspora here in England, and especially our younger people, and for my part, especially our young men? How much more disadvantaged can you be than an enslaved person like Sam Sharp, who was able, through his understanding of the gospel, to transform the history of his country and be part of the liberation of his own people? That's quite a challenge. And so here we are, 2017, 5 years on from the start of the lectures, and it's a platform, effectively, to talk about what does it mean, what does this legacy mean in various aspects of our lives as people in this country. What does it mean to be justified in your rebellion? What does it mean to be community? What does it mean to be educated? And so those are the aspects that we hope to provide conversations for through the lectures.